Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Do you have time?
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
Okay. So I do see here that you had already got this started. We're just going to continue where we left off, okay?
All right.
All right. So the next question was, no matter how frequent you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it has power and 5 means it's some power and 0 means it's no power at all.
Okay. 5.
5, okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Somewhat?
Okay, somewhat dissatisfied or satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means you're very cold and unfavorable, okay? And 5 means that you're neutral. Now, how do you feel about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Are you very warm and favorable, or are you very cold and unfavorable?
Warm, favorable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden.
Warm, favorable.
Okay. Senator Raphael Warnock.
Favorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Favorable? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party?
Not favorable.
Not favorable. So, okay. Unfavorable. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Very cold and unfavorable. What about the Democrat Party?
Right now?
You can use any number from 0 to 10, so whichever one in the middle is cool.
Probably 7.
7? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on to the next one. Now, I know it is a long way off, but if the November elections for 2024 for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? This is we have Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden,
okay. Now, I know it's a long ways off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for to be your House representative, the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. All right. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? So I'm going to read you two statements. Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday lifestyle or my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
A.
Okay. There you go. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future?
C.
Okay, C. Now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Now, do you feel negative or positive about your own future?
Positive.
Positive. The future of the country?
Negative.
The future of the planet?
Negative.
Okay. On to the next. For your most recent voting experience in November 2022 elections, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same?
Same.
Okay. Somewhat the same. Let's see, about the same. Somewhat or the same, right? Okay. Now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. So I'm going to read you a list about nine, and whenever you hear one, stop me there, and we'll go on until you hear the next one you like, okay? Okay, now, I don't have time to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any other candidates because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Or racist politicians have made it too hard for me to, and people like me to vote. Which, if you could choose two of those?
Last one.
Last one, and which one else?
Probably the third one.
It is too difficult for me to vote. Okay. Let's go on to the next. You're doing a great job, man. Thank you very much for helping me out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is
Wait. No, that would have been the fourth one. I'm sorry, not the third one. It would have been the fourth.
I could go back. So
yeah.
Let's take that one. The fourth one is because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. You good with that?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. Thank you for that. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. So is it Republicans, all politicians, Democrats, racist politicians? Which one? Or all of the above?
Republicans.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so bear with me right here. I'm going to read you some statements. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in the country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that threat is near certainly to happen, or 5 means that you are not too sure, or 0 means that you believe that that threat will certainly not happen, okay?
Okay.
So this is the list. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
10.
Okay, so that threat is nearly certain to happen. Okay.
Yeah.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
10.
Okay. Now, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
10.
Okay. Now, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence and elections by eliminating
10.
All restrictions. 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Restructuring the Department of Justice so that the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. Okay. Giving the president the power to deploy the army against protesters at any demonstration against in any demonstration against the government, and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
That'd be a 10.
Okay. Having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote.
10.
Okay. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
10. It's already happened.
Now, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life?
It's already here.
So, 10? Okay. All right. So we're on the ball here, okay? So the next one is, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Is it a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, not a problem at all?
Big problem.
Big problem, okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, is that a personal experience or
personal?
Someone? Personal?
Okay. Personal.
Now, below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means that you're extremely concerned, 5 means that you're neither concerned, or 0 means that you are not concerned at all.
Okay.
So, MAGA, Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they seen what our collective power can achieve, like how we've organized in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations.
10.
You're extremely concerned.
Okay. Yes.
Now, MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the voters of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal...
Highly concerned.
I'm sorry?
Highly concerned.
Highly concerned?
10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 10. Now, nearly 6 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick our own voters. Pick their own voters, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10.
Okay. The last one of these says, when we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civil engagements or politics. Which of the one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes in the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two, okay? So calling, writing, emailing local politicians, boycotting a company, marching in a protest, talking
boycotting
to friends,
a company.
Okay. Talking to friends and family about politics, donating to political campaigns or organizations, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress.
Voting that one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's two right there. We got our answer.
Yep.
Now, let's go on to the next. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has to step 0 to 10. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, and 5 means it's some power, and 0 means it's no power at all.
Gotcha. 5.
5, okay. Now, one last time, if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Republican Donald Trump? Joe Biden? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
Donald Trump.
Okay. In the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala Harris. Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Is that a strong Democrat or not too strong?
Strong.
Okay. So we're almost through here, right? Bear with me. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live, or do you live with family? You own it or rent it? Own it? Okay. Congratulations. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Born in another country.
Born in another country, okay. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Born in the United States.
Okay. For whom did you vote for in the 2020 general elections for president? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanent?
Retired.
Hey, congratulations, man. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from our sources?
170.
170? Okay.
Yeah.
So is it between 150, 170, or 170, 190? Just to get an idea.
170, 190.
Okay. All right. Now, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for participating. It means a lot to me, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, sir.
All right. You too.
Thank you, buddy. Bye now.
Thank you. Come on. Gee.